brought to you by Penguin.
The Miracle of Mindfulness, the classic guide to meditation by the world's most revered master, by Thich Nhat Hanh, read by John Sackville. Peace in oneself, peace in the world. Foreword. When The Miracle of Mindfulness was first published, Thich Nhat Hanh quietly sowed the seeds of a revolution. With this important book, he introduced the idea of mindfulness to the Western world, showing people how to use simple meditation practices to ground themselves in the present moment. Even everyday acts such as washing the dishes or eating a tangerine became acts of meditation with his guidance. Today, mindfulness is a global phenomenon. Yet Thich Nhat Hanh's teachings remain as powerful and relevant as ever. His timeless anecdotes and practical wisdom continue to help thousands of people arrive at inner peace and self-knowledge, whatever their religious beliefs or personal circumstances. Celebrated around the world as a Zen master, a teacher of the art of mindful living, a writer, and a vocal opponent of war, which led to his exile from his native Vietnam for 4 decades, Thich Nhat Hanh shows us how to pay attention, how to be grateful for each breath we take, and to connect with the beauty that surrounds us wherever we are and whatever we are going through. This elegantly written book offers the key to unlocking miracles in our own lives through the practice of mindfulness, and has deservedly become a modern classic. Mark Williams, Emeritus Professor of Clinical Psychology, University of Oxford. Translator's Preface. The Miracle of Mindfulness was originally written in Vietnamese as a long letter to Brother Quang, a main staff member of the School of Youth for Social Service in South Vietnam in 1974. Its author, the Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh, had founded the school in the 1960s as an outgrowth of engaged Buddhism. It drew young people deeply committed to acting in a spirit of compassion. Upon graduation, the students used the training they received to respond to the needs of peasants caught in the turmoil of the war. They helped rebuild bombed villages, teach children, set up medical stations, and organize agricultural cooperatives. The workers' methods of reconciliation were often misunderstood in the atmosphere of fear and mistrust engendered by the war. They persistently refused to support either armed party and believed that both sides were but the reflection of one reality, and the true enemies were not people, but ideology, hatred, and ignorance. Their stance threatened those engaged in the conflict, and in the first years of the school, a series of attacks were carried out against the students. Several were kidnapped and murdered. As the war dragged on, even after the Paris Peace Accords were signed in 1973, it seemed at times impossible not to succumb to exhaustion and bitterness. Continuing to work in a spirit of love and understanding required great courage. From exile in France, Thich Nhat Hanh wrote to Brother Quang to encourage the workers during this dark time. Thai Nhat Hanh, Thai, the form of address for Vietnamese monks, means teacher, wished to remind them of the essential discipline of following one's breath to nourish and maintain calm mindfulness, even in the midst of the most difficult circumstances. Because Brother Quang and the students were his colleagues and friends, the spirit of this long letter that became The Miracle of Mindfulness is personal and direct. When Thai speaks here of village paths, he speaks of paths he had actually walked with Brother Quang. When he mentions the bright eyes of a young child, he mentions the name of Brother Quang's own son. I was living as an American volunteer with the Vietnamese Buddhist Peace Delegation in Paris when Thai was writing the letter. Thai headed the delegation, which served as an overseas liaison office.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?